If a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she takes along a little square of cloth to use as a
sample.
If she sees a dress that she likes very much and is very becoming, she says, "That's a very
good color, a very good fit, and just what I was looking for."
And it's very
pretty.
What might you wear over your dress in the kitchen?
An apron.
To sign your name in ink, you use a
pen.
To hold a baby's diaper in place, you use
a pen also. Safety pen.
Soup you buy usually comes in a
can.
And what kind of can is it?
Tin can.
And a dime is worth
10 cents.
What do you put on when you go out in the wintertime?
Well, it all depends. If it's raining, you put on a raincoat. And if it's cold, you put on a coat.
And suppose you have a jacket with fancy buttons, and you said, "That jacket has fancy buttons."
Ornamental buttons.
Where?
All over the front down there. They just buttons, they ain't for pretty, they ain't for service.
And so you would say, "That jacket has fancy buttons."
Down the front. On it, all over it, down on the sleeves.
Sometime between your coat and shirt, you wear a
blouse.
I suppose a man had a garment between the coat and the shirt. No sleeves then.
Sweater.
No sleeves.
Oh, this. Look at the liver. Look at the liver.
I see. He really showing his neck.
Yeah. What consists of a coat, a vest, and a suit, rather, consists of a coat, a vest, and
pants.
If you go outdoors in the winter without your coat, somebody runs after you and brings it to you, he would say, "Here I've
brought you your sweater, brought you your coat. It's cold outside."
If somebody gave you the wrong package, he might say, "Please, you want to go back." So he says, "Please
exchange it or bring it back."
The coat won't fit this year, but last year it
fitted perfect.
If your old clothes wore out, you would have to buy a
new outfit.
And suppose it were a man, he would have to buy a
suit.
His old suit is worn out, so he'll need a
new suit.
If you stuff a lot of things in the pockets, it makes them
bulgy.
The collar did